given the scale and scope of the complaints and some of the consistencies between the complaints, what's your response?
Well, let me make 2 points about that. The first point is I get angry because I don't want Oakland residents being afraid of their government. It shouldn't be like that. Code should be a neighborhood preservation program. We should be helping instill pride in people in their city. So dealing with the whole issue I feel badly that there are people out here who have been dealing with this for years. As a professional, it was my goal to restore the right way of doing business. And I think, we've reached down pretty deep in the organization and touched inspectors and touched seniors and supervisors, and people are getting the picture.
Okay.
And we were putting in place enough systems to help that happen. As director, I'm working very closely with a number of these people to fix their situations, because we'd rather have them buying homes, fixing them up, raising families, making our neighborhoods better places. And I've met some really good people through this. Michelle Cassens is terrific. Lucy LeQuinn has been terrific, committed to her project on 7th Street. That's the kind of people we want doing business in our city.
Right, and they say that they feel discouraged by doing all those things. Okay, so the other thing I want to know is bank-owned foreclosed blighted properties. We don't see any banks in here complaining about fines.
Why don't you turn that off and let's talk for a